Saunders says the Office of Special Counsel determined she was discriminated and retaliated against. She calls SBA's response inadequate. She has been put back in her position as head of training per OSC's recommendation. But Saunders says the position has been gutted. SBA management took away her staff and budget. Vincent Malahi is Saunders' attorney and has practiced federal employment law for 13 years.
My client is going to pursue an action for discrimination and retaliation in federal court. We expect to be filing that action within the next few months, because she would like her claims redressed in federal court.
Malahi says taking an agency to federal court doesn't happen very often, but he believes this case warrants the escalation.
My own litmus test for federal court cases is that the case is strong and that the damages are significant, because the resources required to litigate in federal court are substantially greater.
SBA spokesman Jonathan Swain says in email comments that out of respect for the employee's privacy and to ensure the integrity of the dispute resolution process, including potential mediation or settlement, it is the agency's policy to not discuss ongoing or pending personnel matters publicly. More generally, Swain says if there's an indication that any manager or employee has attempted to abuse agency resources or processes, those individuals and actions will be investigated and appropriate action will be taken as a result of that investigation. Deborah Roth is a partner with the law firm of Shaw, Bransford & Roth and a federal HR expert. They also produce the Fed Talk radio program on this station. She says accusations of retaliation are difficult to establish, whether before the Office of Special Counsel, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, or in federal court.
Because you're proving a person's state of mind, why they did this to you. You're trying to prove someone's motivation. It's very difficult to prove what was in someone else's mind.
Still, Malahi says Saunders is on solid footing because SBA already has offered to settle her case.
The settlement negotiations concerned her continued status at the agency, monetary sums, and some other details regarding her employment. I'm not at liberty to comment on the negotiations or the sums that were offered.
Malahi says past settlement negotiations haven't gone very smoothly.
The agency significantly changed its positions during the settlement discussions a couple of times, and at the last minute, when we were close to something, they pulled major provisions out of the offer, and frankly, it was a little bit troubling. It's created some trust issues.
But Malahi says Saunders and SBA have recently resumed their talks. Roth says settlements range from $1,000 to six figures.
For many employees, the offer that comes from the agency is, if we write you a check for X amount of dollars, will you leave? And some employees are very insulted by that. How dare them ask me to leave? You know, I have a right to my job. Why are they trying to force me out? I think I would feel personally disliked also if my employer had asked me, for a sum of money, will you leave? And there are other employees who are more than happy to leave. They've had it. You know, they're eligible to retire, or, you know, they're not eligible to retire, but they have another opportunity in the private sector, and they view it as an opportunity to make a new start.
She adds that many times the agency just doesn't want the person back in the position because it would be too disruptive. Saunders says it's not about the money, and it's not about her just going away.
It's about standing up for what's right. It's about change. It's about treating employees fairly. It's about appreciating the talents employees bring and protecting employees' rights when they stand up for what's right and not mistreating them for being brave enough to stand up for what's right.
And why not just leave SBA and find another job in government? Saunders says it's not that easy.
There have been opportunities where I have applied for positions. Then the situation where I was interviewed, I was asked, why were you detailed? Why were you reassigned from a position as a head of training into a position of senior advisor in the Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives when I clearly had no experience in it? And I couldn't answer those questions. And not only that, the agency is engaged in, well, Mr. Avery, Mr. Harrison, and the likes have engaged in character assassination, designed to destroy my reputation, destroy my credibility, pretty much destroy my career.
Instead, Saunders poses a question back to SBA management.
Why don't you allow employees the protection that they deserve when they point out wrongdoing? when they want to make a difference and they want positive outcome to issues that they have presented. Just because an employee presents an issue that is wrong and illegal in some sort of fashion, discriminatory, retaliatory, it doesn't mean that they're a complainer or they are critical. It means that they care. They want a better place to work.
SBA spokesman Jonathan Swain says in an email, the agency does not believe there's disregard for HR rules and regulations or that there's a hostile work environment. He says Administrator Karen Mills is focused on ensuring managers are well trained. He says managers have been encouraged to identify individual professional development and training opportunities as they complete annual performance review and personal business commitment plans with their employees. The administrator and senior management have also shared the results of OPM's annual employee viewpoint survey with the agency's managers, drawing attention to several areas for improvement, including stronger communication between managers and their employees with respect to the performance expectations and opportunities for professional development. As for Ethel Matthews, Diane Sellers, and Stevie Gray, the other three SBA employees who allege reprisals for blowing the whistle, the environment continues to be antagonistic. Matthews remains in what she calls a lesser position and is awaiting a response to her EEOC complaint. She says she also contacted SBA Deputy Administrator Marie Johns in late 2010 for a reassignment, but is still waiting to hear from her. Sellers would like to see a change in SBA's culture and an improved work environment.
Some of the people in there are good people, but it's just that you get some people in there and it's like whatever. Like I said, all I know is HR. This is what I know. This is what I do. Whether I go somewhere else or not, this problem is still going to happen. When you select someone and we're waiting for them to come on board, if another agency gives them an offer, they always take that offer. SBA has a bad reputation.
Gray has seen the most progress. He's now able to work a flexible schedule, which was one of his main complaints. But he says he's not been able to return to his previous position, and it's a personal issue now.
I'm not necessarily looking for any monetary compensation, but my character's been assassinated, I believe, and I need to rectify that. Before I move on to anywhere else, I need to get back my reputation. I've been a chief master sergeant in the Air Force for quite a few years, and I get a lot of respect in that position. I had a lot of respect in this position. I'd like to get that back.
In part four of my special investigative series, Discouraged and Disrespected at SBA, I'll look at a different type of SBA management issue. This one involves several questionable contracts, including one that may have violated the Competition and Contracting Act. In Washington, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.